Karen, would you like to come in and enjoy being with our children?
Do the children want to come up front? Because I'm going to need some helpers. And I need some helpers from the audience as well. So, I just need someone to read a couple of verses. I'll thank you for calling here. Okay, so today we are looking at something about clothes, okay? So I've got some clothes here, and I want you to tell me if you think they are clothes that I wear now. You think I wear this one now?
No.
Why not?
Because it's
red. Yeah, it's got a big hole in it. How about this one?
Why would you wear a boy?
Yeah, well, you're right. I wouldn't wear a boy's t-shirt. But do you think that I would have ever fitted into this? Unless I was a little boy, right, I was little. But a long time ago, I used to fit into something that looked like that. How about this one? Do you think this is one that I wear now?
No.
Why not?
It looks too big.
It looks too big? It looks kind of old and faded too, doesn't it? It does look, you're right, I don't wear it. Right. So, do you have any clothes that you don't wear anymore?
Yes.
Why don't you wear them anymore?
They don't fit.
They don't fit. Okay. Have you grown?
Yes.
Yeah. So you do grow. So in the Bible reading that we're about to read today, it talks about it uses clothes to help us understand something more about what we are to become and how we're to become more like Jesus. It explains that things like being angry and lying and swearing and being greedy and nasty are kind of like old clothes. We don't want to wear them anymore. And we need to take them off and make sure that we put some new clothes on. Because if you take something off, you've got to put it back on. So, can you read Colossians 3:12-15. Now, can everyone pay special attention, because in there's 10 clothes, so special things that we need to put on that Paul talks about, and we might need a little bit of help working out what they are.
Verse 12. You are the people of God. He loved you and chose you for his own. So then you must clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Be tolerant with one another and forgive one another whenever any of you has a complaint against someone else. You must forgive one another just as the Lord has forgiven you. And to all these qualities add love, which binds all things together in perfect unity. The peace that Christ gives is to guide you in the decisions you make. For it is to this peace that God has called you together in the one body, and be thankful.
Okay, so can you think of anything in what was said about new clothes that need to be put on? What sort of new clothes? Peace, that's a good one. Okay, I'll get you guys to come and help me. If you want to pull something out from the box, and it does have some things in it. Do you want to pull something out from the box? That one? Try the blue one first. I've got to do it in order, otherwise it won't work. Right, okay. So, anything else? You've got peace. What was another thing?
Love.
Love, yep, we'll come back to that one.
Kindness.
Yep, I'm after a specific one to start off with. Compassion. Do you know what compassion means? Can you read that out in a big voice?
Compassion, concern for others.
Concern for others. Right. Can I get you to go and stick that on the piano? Okay. So, if I want to put, I'm putting new clothes on, so I'm going to put compassion on. So I'm going to be concerned for others. Okay, pick another one. Probably go with the grey one. Right. And hopefully, there is, well, yeah, let's take, where that one's gone. Well, this one I think was, we'll take this one. Okay, read, can you read it out?
Patience.
Okay. Do you want to go and stick that over there? Oh, there it is. I knew it was going to turn up. Yeah, you can stick it anywhere. Patience? Okay. This will work eventually. I was hoping. Okay. What next? Can anyone think of anything else?
Kindness?
Well, we'll leave that one till next. How about? What about?
Realizing.
Can you spell that? You have to read this out. You read this one out.
Other people make mistakes, making allowances for their faults.
Okay, so this is realizing that other people make mistakes and allowing allowances for their faults. I'm going to stick that up. Pop that there. Okay. You're getting a lot of new clothes on. Right. So, we're going to have to get a little bit of this. There's not, I didn't have too many clothes in my wardrobe, so I couldn't get everything. How about, what else have we not talked about?
Humility?
Peace.
we'll go with this one. Right. Peace. Stick it up on the piano. We're getting down to one glove at a time. Right. Do you want to pick something else out of the box? Another glove? Yep. Pull it out. What's that one?
Gentleness.
Right. You pop that on the piano. Oh, might need extra tape because it looks like they're trying to curl up. Okay, pick me another one. Another quote, piece of quote. Yep, okay, that one will do. Might have to pull that out of the pocket. What's that one?
Humility.
Now, humility is one of those words which is quite... I'm starting to get a bit fatter, aren't I? So you read the rest of that.
Not thinking you are the best, better than the rest.
Yeah, okay, so humility is not thinking you're the best or not thinking that you're better than all the rest. I'm going to stick that up. You can shift the tape so that it's... Yep, put it there. Okay, what have we got left? Want to keep going? Scarf? Okay, anyone come up with anything else? Yeah, you saw it. You can tell them.
Humbleness.
Yep, we've had humility.
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness, yes. We will get to that one. This one is the last thing that in the verses...
Love.
Thankfulness. Okay. You want to put that one? Right. Okay. Next one. Which is the hat. Right. What's that one?
Kindness.
Okay. I was hoping it was a cold day. Right. You pop that one up. Next one. Oh, yep, I was starting to... Oh, trousers. Yeah. George said that one. What's that one?
Forgiveness.
Okay. Forgiveness up on the thing. Hopefully it all fits. And I can get dressed. It's a problem. I should have put shorts on.
It's gonna work.
Oh yes, my feet are here somewhere. Okay, let's try that the flip. Oh, I might have to sit down to put my pants on.
I could have compassion and come and help.
Yeah. I think it's the rubber on the soles of my feet. Let's do this. I'll take my shoes off. Right. That's much better. Okay, I think I'm all dressed now. What haven't we talked about?
Put on love.
Now, in the Bible verses, what did it say about love?
To love people.
To love people, and that it was over everything else, in a rough sort of way. Right. So, what can I wear that goes over everything?
Overalls.
Sorry?
I think you're a little bit overdressed.
I think I might be a little bit overdressed too, but... Oh, yeah, you might want to... Do you want to rescue that one? Okay, and what does that one say?
Love, which binds us all together.
Right, it binds us all together in perfect harmony. Pop it on there. Right, I did go and get a bigger pair of overalls, because just in case. So, now that I've got all these flash new clothes on, do you think I can wear my old clothes?
No.
Why not?
They won't fit.
No, they definitely won't fit.
They're ugly.
I'll show you.
They won't fit you over here.
Yeah, I can just about get my head in. Oh, there's it. So, now we were talking about how.
I think you're
stuck. I'm not going to put it down anymore. We were talking about how, if you put these new clothes on, you don't want to put old clothes on top of it. So you know we were talking about being angry and stuff? If you've got your new clothes on, being angry becomes a lot trickier. Because, I can be angry, but it's a lot of work. Because, yeah, and then I'll get really stuck. Okay? So, I'll just get out of my old clothes because it's really, really uncomfortable. So, now that, I'll take the gloves off because I start getting really warm. So this week, as you get dressed during your week, remember about putting new clothes on, okay? So new clothes, like all these different things, make us more like Jesus. And that's what Jesus wants us to be. He wants us to be all of these things because... Yeah, we want to be like Jesus. So you can think about me being all dressed and overdressed this week. Okay, right. Yeah, now I've got to take all my clothes off again. So, right. Okay, good helping. Thank you very much. And I will let.
Shall we pray for our children? Father, Lord, you love our children. And you really love that they want them to know you and to know that as they trust and come to know Jesus and the Holy Spirit, that they'll be able to put on things, kindness, compassion, patience, kindness, forgiveness, gentleness, all those things, Lord, plus more, and ultimately love. We pray for each one of them. They will remember the story as we will.